This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, I've got some issues. I got some problems. Atlanta, we are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's 5 o'clock on a Monday, and the Falcons are winless in the preseason. Don't care about that. Don't care about what happened against Tennessee on Friday night. We saw two great joint practices. The teams got in the work they needed. But, Mike, we are going to tell you about some things that at least we noticed about that second preseason game as we head to the third on Friday, guys, against the Cowboys. All of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the concern. How much practice is needed to get you ready for a season as a rookie? The concern coming into the season was that you need to get these rookies acclimated, whether it was Xavier Watts, the safety we drafted out of Notre Dame, whether it was James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher we drafted out of Tennessee, or whether it was our first-round pick, Mike, Jalen Walker out of the University of Georgia. The other two guys I just mentioned, including Billy Bowman, have seen a lot of reps and a lot of time. Jalen, not so much. And then today, before practice, Raheem Moore said that they are going to take an abundance of caution because they don't want this to linger with Jalen, who didn't practice again today because he tweaked his groin last week during the joint practices, and they hope to get him back this week. Now, I use the word hope because he didn't say we are going to get him back this week. He also is not saying he'll be 100% when the season starts, because I don't think he knows. And, Mike, my concern is, have you, because I haven't, seen enough of Jalen Walker to feel comfortable to say, hey, he's going to be as dominant as we've talked about him being when we picked him, knowing what his skill set and his capabilities are. Guys, you can tell me all you want about this and say it's a nothing burger. I think it's a big deal, Mike, because this is my number one concern now.
Well, it's the area we thought we improved the most. And unfortunately, he's just behind schedule because of these lingering injuries. That doesn't define his career. He hasn't even played it down yet for the Falcons. But it's just tough for us to tell you when guys ask, if we were up in a Hooters last week, guys, first thing they ask, well, how's Jalen Walker look? Can't tell you. You know, I mean, only seen little bits and pieces. There were sort of pitch counts when he was out there with the 11-on-11. Guys, as I'll say for the fifth time today, this is in no way an indictment of our expectations for Jalen Walker. We're just stating facts. He is behind the curve because of these injuries. I will, though, take a more philosophical view. How about this? Think about when you're a kid and you wanted something bad for Christmas, whether it was a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip. In my case, it was usually an Evel Knievel toy. And, you know, but if dad came to you and said, hey, I know you want that Evel Knievel, but service merchandise was out. We're going to have to wait two more weeks. So I'm excited, disappointed, but still hopeful that this guy's going to be the impact guy he is. So I will equate Jalen Walker's absence with G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Just got to wait a few
more
weeks.
But Evel Knievel is coming, though, right? Evel Knievel is
yes,
coming.
Yes. My dad never let me down. I always got the whole Evel Knievel set, Carl, including the van. Yeah. Remember the big RV?
I think back. I think the best – I don't know. Why would you say the best? But one of the most anticipated gifts was getting that Nintendo. I just got to tell you. And when it happened, I was like, there is a Santa. Right. But I don't – here's the deal. You may feel that way. But how much confidence do you have that he's going to have impact? See, there's a difference between being excited about getting him on the field and watching him. There's a difference between that and the impact he's supposed to have.
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about. Like, if you're going to tell me, hey, Falcon fans, we're going to have Jalen week one against Tampa. Is he just going to be out there? Is Mike and I, are we going to come back Monday and just be like, hey, we won the game. Look at what happened. Was he just out there, or was he out there?
Right. Because as it stands now, we got a few more weeks. You know, we got, what, 3 weeks? 3.5 weeks?
Yes. And by the way, he with the treatment and all the stuff, Mike, they got the best of the best up there. He absolutely could be 100%. But, guys, they told us this at the start of camp.
Right.
He was on the side. The day one we were up there, we're like, oh, Jalen's on the side. Now, we didn't take pictures and put it out there because we're not allowed to. But the fact is, he started the camp this way, and now we're at the almost at the end of camp, Mike, and for me, it's like it is lingering. There is an abundance of caution because I don't think they know if he's going to be 100%.
And as we said, we've been going round and round with some folks because Day-Day dropped an explosive tweet today at Dukesbell 929.
That's okay, Mike. You don't have to keep letting people know you have no parts of this.
I did it.
I recused myself from this social media comment. It just basically making it sound like, because again, guys coming at us, oh, there you go. Is it? No, we're just... That ship is
sailed. You did say that.
Never fit in a 3-4.
You did say that.
But never fit in a 3-4. But as far as where we are with this man, it's a disappointment. That's not a hit. See, are you guys so soft that if we say it's a disappointment that we haven't been able to see Jalen Walker, that means all of a sudden you hear out of our radio, yeah, Jalen Walker's a bust. It's not what I said. He's behind the curve. And once the season starts, there is no time. You're practicing. You're doing your game installs, Carl.
There is no tomorrow.
Right, but I mean, you're missing valuable reps with the first team.
There is no tomorrow.
That's not radio hype. That's not Dukesville creating something. Squid Billy, who will have a retort apparently tomorrow on the morning shift. See, there we go. Now we've got show-on-show violence. Because now the meat man saw what Day-Day put out there, and now he's all in a tizzy.
Well, look, tough. Tell me I'm lying. Exactly.
No, he's a guy that we thought was going to be a big cog in week one might not be as big a cog because he hasn't been able to practice.
Bum.
No, now that's bull. See, this is how things go. This is how it gets started.
Look, we all wanted Jalen, I think.
Wait a minute. We wanted Jalen.
No.
Yes, we did.
No, I got to be honest with you. Now, real talk. I wanted Mike Green. I said that. I thought Green was going to be the guy. That's what I said at the time, okay?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Who, by the way, is killing it in preseason.
Oh, I know he is. He's going to be a beast.
Working with Chuck Smith, by the way.
I know he is. Right. But I'm going to be completely honest. But when the dog fell into our lap, we had to be crazy not to take him.
Exactly.
So when I say we all wanted him, once that scenario played out, it was like, you better do this, Terry. Don't screw this up. And he did. But now, as I said to one of our listeners today who said, you know, this is why, you know, the media turns on you. Bro, stop. Come on, man. This isn't me turning on anybody. This is me saying once you get drafted, now you have to produce. You can't just be a guy that we're happy about because you're from Georgia and we love what you did when you played under Kirby. That's cool. But now you're a Falcon. Now I need to see you do stuff as a Falcon. And that's where I'm at. And so when we talk about all these guys, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I certainly want to give Jalen the benefit of the doubt. But, Mike, I can't sit here on this radio show. It's a big radio show. And talk bad about KP. For the last 2 years, Kyle Pitts, and then come in here and tell you guys it's all roses with Jalen Walker. I can't do it.
Yeah, he had if we're going to take it all the way back, he had a thigh injury. This was pre-draft.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just looking. If you can be Googling, you know, and just a little, minor dings and all that. It's just frustrating, as I said, ultimately, because we were thinking about this great rotation. And it will still be a great rotation. We're just going to have to wait a little bit longer for Jalen Walker.
You were talking past tense.
I know, I did. Leonard Floyd and Ebba Cady's part of the rotation, but Pierce Jr. we're excited about. We've already talked about, you know, the depth we've got interior. You know, Dorlus, Braylon Trice. You know, we've got some more guys. It means more reps for those guys.
It does.
But it's all we're saying is frustrating.
Okay. I got one more thing to say. And then I got one more thing to say.
You're a little bit further down the road on this Jalen Walker than I am.
I got one more thing to say because I'm not running from this. Is he the right guy? Here's the thing. Would you stop it? Would you stop it?
Send all emails and communications to C-Dukes.
No, here's the thing. This is what I want to tell you guys. Have you watched any of these other teams in preseason? Their first round picks have popped. We cannot say that about ours yet.
Right.
You can't. So that is a concern for me when I'm saying, and you can tell me is preseason doesn't mean anything, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't. But I'm watching these other teams, Mike, and their first round picks. Did you guys see Genty run over a safety this weekend?
Yeah. And he said, I've arrived.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
The kid looks like he's the real deal, okay? Pick your team and go first round pick. Have you seen some things that make you go, hmm, that's pretty damn good? We just haven't seen it. And that's the only thing I'm saying about this. And then it makes me wonder, okay, when he gets healthy, what kind of impact he's going to have? I hope he hears this. I hope people tell him, because I want him to be a killer come week one.
Right.
But I don't know if he will be.
Well, again, you know, you got to, you know, be able to practice to play, to be getting the reps. And it's just, guys, this is simple. I mean, he's just not had all the reps with, he hasn't had as many reps with the first team as James Pierce Jr., for instance.
That's right.
That's not hating. That's just facting. So now when he, if he continues, if this injury continues to linger, you know, through Labor Day, and now all of a sudden here we are, it's game week. You know, the Buccaneers are coming to town. Is he going to be able to contribute, or is he going to have to get worked in? That's like with me with Ruka Roro. Now, granted, you did have Onyemata, and certainly, and at the time, Grady, but Ruka only played 8 games last year because he was hurt. So that's, you know, I can't evaluate you. That's why I'm a little more lukewarm on him starting the second season with higher expectations for a guy who was drafted 35th overall. So that's all we're saying. Some guys will take it, like Squidbilly, take this and turn it into some kind of like, I don't know, we've been a referendum against Jalen Walker, which is not at all the case. Just telling you where it's at. Because as you said, you agree, right? Once the season starts, there's not as much practice. You are practicing for the game.
That's right.
No. And nothing looks better than a black Louie with black aviators walking on that plane.
I hear you, man.
Oh, my God.
His access is second
to none. I don't know how Mike Johnson
now,
does it.
We're not going to see Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins this week. We're not going to see the starters this week. Meanwhile, just announced by Pete Sweeney, who covers the Chiefs for their newspaper. Yep. Andy Reid confirms starters will play week 3 for the Chiefs.
Oh, imagine that. How interesting. By the way, you see Colston Loveland last night for the Bears?
Yeah.
Pop.
And a good day and a good week for Caleb Williams.
Have y'all
responding to the tough love for Ben Johnson.
Have you seen Abdul Carter? Pop.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, Travis Hunter played both ways when he played. Showed up.
Home game for the Chiefs, so imagine one series and they'll all be out. So it could be 3 plays, it could be 15. But either way,
that's interesting.
The starters will play for the Chiefs. That means you, Kelsey.
It does. But you know what? This is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, Mike, and they may get back there again.
Right.
And their coach is not a...
Sean McVay has won a Super Bowl. He plays it differently. He says, I don't play my starters to risk injury. Matthew Stafford was seen at practice today in shoulder pads. So I guess the back is responding to whatever treatment. So I know we've talked a little bit about Kirk Cousins going there. That not doesn't seem likely anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. 404-726-0929. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. By the way, does not change my outlook on the Falcons season. This is a team that's going to be better, and we should win at least 10 games. Nothing has changed there. But we have a first-round pick, as I'm going through this list of guys, whether it's pick them. Malachi Starks, there are got Jackson Dart, Mike, who was the 25th overall pick, popped. Like, there are things in this rookie class where you're going, oh, that's okay, I see it.
Yeah, a couple of the Ravens guys that cover them, he's drawing comparisons. Mike Green, we talked a lot about him pre-draft from Marshall, fell all the way to the second round. Ravens always draft well. Drawing comparisons to Elvis Dumervil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Not a bad name to be compared to as a rookie.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk about some college football, guys. They have named their starter, which is interesting because it's a big game to start the season. Also, the latest with the Dogs. And what is Brent Key talking about? It's Dukes and
Bell. All we're saying is frustrating for Jalen Walker. Bum. I didn't say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We got college football this weekend. Believe it or not, the season starts. Mike, you went to the Ireland game, right, last year?
Yeah, man. For Georgia Tech fans, it was a blast. For Florida State fans, not so much fun. But yeah, it was a great way to kick off the season for Coach Brent Key and company, and they just ran it right down Florida State's throat. Florida State scored first, and then Georgia Tech used that physicality to win over the game.
Saturday, things get started. And as we start this road to the college football playoff, and Iowa State, K-State, you got Fresno, Kansas playing. I mean, Stanford, Hawaii. There's some games that are going to happen. And then, obviously, the following Saturday, it gets real with Texas kicking it off with Ohio State, a rematch of the semifinal game. But, Mike, as we talk about what's going on around college football, let's start first because Friday, guys, we had a short show. And this news just permeated over the weekend with Michigan as people were reacting and kind of just taking it all in. And I just kind of want to rehash this because as we discussed on Friday, and it was very passionate because we both feel like they blatantly cheated.
Right.
They knew it. Harbaugh knew it. And so now, you know, people around the Big Ten have had a chance to react. And it's kind of funny, Mike, any and everybody, because it's Michigan, has had a chance to take a shot. They've taken those shots because they're like, look how guilty you guys are.
Right. And look, the NCAA, as if you hadn't seen it, I know it's, as you said, it's not like it was a news dump. It's kind of a news dump on a Friday because everyone's saying, how do you not vacate the championship? Those, you basically said you spend tens of thousands of dollars, you know, on a group of guys stealing the signals. You had a whole crew to do this. They had their own office. Right, I mean, and the coach was certainly aware of it. Jim Harbaugh, you know, he plays loose and fast with the facts, and it is a fact. And people, specifically Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin fans, go, wait a minute, this is nonsense. Ohio State fans certainly have the right to bellyache because they lost one of their best coaches in Tressel over something which seems like minuscule compared to this. This is institutionalized cheating. So a lot of folks say, look, you're going to have fines and penalties. It could reach as much as $30 million. The coach gets another penalty. He's going to miss two games. You got show cause for that Connor Stallions guy. Meanwhile, the entire season is intact. 15 victories you piled up, and none get vacated. So a lot of people are saying this doesn't wash. And folks have looked back at other NCAA decisions saying the precedent was set in basketball and football. You've got to vacate those games. They're not. Because Michigan apparently too big to fail.
They, if they're good enough, don't know if they will be this year in this Big Ten, but if they're good enough, what Mike's telling them is they could get to the playoffs and they could go back
right
to the championship. No consequence
there. They got a 4-game win streak against the Buckeyes.
I know. No consequence there. Meanwhile, Mike, Tennessee names Joey Aguilar as their starting quarterback. I don't think this is any surprise. He transferred in when Nico transferred out. Coach Heupel saying he's handled himself extremely well. He's extremely comfortable. He's the guy that transferred to UCLA, and he came from App State. Guys, this is the day and age. This is what happens. And I'm not telling you, Mike, that he might not have a good season, but a lot of people feel like, you know, their national championship hopes went out of the window when Nico left. If Joey Aguilar can play up to standard, man, they may still be a very viable team in the SEC.
What is he going to be? What do we know about him from UCLA?
Well, at App State, he was really good. But this got him the opportunity to go to a bigger program at UCLA, right? And we know this. In this day and age of NIL, hey, I can go to UCLA, make more money, maybe get some more exposure because, again, you were going to the Big Ten. Now when this happens and they want Nico over him, he's like, cool, I'll transfer to the SEC. This is a great opportunity for Joey Aguilar.
Big time. And that is still going to be the first, you know, again, he did start in a pretty big game at Mercedes-Benz. We're talking about Gunnar Stockton and throwing it against Notre Dame. But, you know, look, they'll be fired up. Presumably Tennessee, you know, will. But he, that's the thing. Tennessee, they could lose to Syracuse. I mean, guys, Fran, you're telling me Fran Brown, I know he's got to be breaking in a new quarterback, but that, I think that game is a lot closer than some people are making it out to be as part of the kickoff classic at the Benz.
I think so, too. And the reason why we bring this up is because we're going to find out. Third week of the season, Georgia, Tennessee. We're gonna find out what Joey Aguilar is all about. Meanwhile, Ohio State, talking about the Big Ten, Mike, Julian saying, went to Alabama first, has been named the starting quarterback for Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
This is a dude that, again, you and I were talking off the air, kind of like the same argument that I throw at you sometimes about Quinn Ewers and how Arch Manning couldn't supplant him at times last year. This guy, they say, has got unbelievably quick release. They have the IQ. I mean, that's why he was at Alabama. You really can't blame him for leaving Alabama when Nick Saban retired.
Right.
He was part of that recruiting class. But they say he's got all the tools, so why couldn't he supplant Will Howard, who we always thought was kind of meh at some times. Great, he won a natty, but he also lost some games last year for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be better. Will Howard had so many pros around him. It's the argument about Mac Jones when he was at Alabama. He threw for like 50 touchdowns, Mike, and you look at like 9 or 10 of those guys went to the NFL, and everybody says his job was really easy. All they had to do was get to the playmakers. I don't know if he's going to be better than what they had last year, but last year won him a national championship. So if he is as good, Ohio State should be right back in the mix. But again, I don't expect them to lose to Texas at home. I just don't. I know their favorite. I don't expect them to lose at home.
Man.
But if Arch and company go in there and win –
if ever there's like that moment, like where, because this guy, I mean, yes, when you're part of that royal family of college football, the Mannings, he's kind of been anointed. And that's why a lot of folks like me kept asking you, why isn't he in the game for Texas last year? But you come in, you go into the horseshoe and beat those guys, and Grant, it still sucks. It's a noon game. Thanks, Fox. But you're still going to, you're going to have the hype on him is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to
the
grow.
Train's going to be running down the track. That Georgia game is going to be huge. By the way, Alabama injury, you see the Jam Miller's described as an upper body injury, so he's not going to go against Florida State.
Oh, wow.
Their big horse of a running back for Bama will not play in Tallahassee week one.
That's certainly not good. Do they need him to beat Florida State?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. But, you know, it's still, they can have depth there. But he is a big star. And this is a senior. And, again, second leading rusher last season, behind only Milroe. Milroe, by the way, looks great in the pros when you get him a chance to run the ball. See that?
Yeah, Seattle.
Oof, that's something else. And then, by the way, I said it to you. I think I said it earlier in the show. I don't know what was happening. Maybe he was not 100%. Quinn Ewers' release, he played and looked pretty good for the Dolphins when he got in there for them. The ball comes out. Like, so I'm like, wow, okay, maybe he was banged up down the stretch for Texas.
Yeah, well, he was hurt in the commitment to, you know, all the money they were paying him. Either way, I think, Mike, let me ask you about Alabama. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, talking about all things college football. We had a great conversation with Connor Riley. If you missed it, go back, rewind on the Odyssey app. You can hear what he talked about when it comes to the second scrimmage for the Dogs this last weekend and what we kind of found out about the team. It's on the Dukes and Bell page. Mm-hmm. Go there. Alabama and Ty Simpson, what do you think? Because he's starting for Alabama.
Right. And a lot of folks, Bama, are saying, you know, like when he was thrown out there, you know, it wasn't exactly overwhelming. That was the year they didn't remember how shaky the quarterback position looked like, the USF game, et cetera.
Yeah.
But he's sat and waited his time. So I would see, that's the thing. It's not like if it's Nick Saban, you feel better about Ty Simpson. There's probably some Bama fans saying, I'm not sold or I'm not sure what Kalen DeBoer is going to be here just yet, based on how things went down. He's got a great recruiting class.
He does.
We know that's coming down the pike. By the way, Bama Central reports it's going to be multiple games for Jam Miller. So that's
a big story. Yeah, that's a big deal.
I mean, that does look. They've got other running backs, but that's a guy that would, to your point, take pressure off of Ty Simpson.
By the way, locally, don't want to leave out Kennesaw State. Mike, they have a transfer. He went from Indiana to Georgia Southern. His name's Dexter Williams. He's going to start for Kennesaw State in their season opener against Wake Forest. There's all this quarterback movement around college football. We know that, but I don't want to leave the local guys out as well, as we'll keep up with everything that's going on there and at Georgia State as well.
And we mentioned it earlier for guys who missed it. Brent Keyes, I joked around with Carl and Day Day, our producer. I was like, man, this is like right out of something George O'Leary would have said, you know, back in like 2000 or 2000. You know, these guys are terrible. Can't tackle, can't block. It's horrible. No, but Brent Keyes did say that He said it was like dog crap talking about their scrimmage on Saturday. Brent Key talking about execution, discipline. Said too many turnovers, blown assignments, penalties. Now look, they got time to get ready for Colorado, but Key says that there's a lot of young players and new players on the field, and that's what my buddy, who's a big booster, was saying, how good some of these young guys look on defense. Well, not apparently on Saturday. So a bunch of mistakes. Key also said that the importance of being critical is to improve. So he's not going to sugarcoat it like any good coach would. So he's as a guy that he played for, I mentioned George O'Leary, he's keeping it real. So basically, the only thing Brent didn't say, it's kind of like that line from Rich McKay's dad, John McKay, when the reporter said, what do you feel about your offense's execution? He says, I'm all for it.
That's right.
that's basically how Brent was talking about Tech.
Because they haven't apparently executed the way he wants. Mike, I think they're going to be ready. I've told you guys for months now, I like them against Colorado. I think there are a lot of questions looming for Colorado. You just knew what you were getting with Travis Hunter and Shador. You just felt like, okay, they'll be in games. They may not score enough or get enough stops, but they'll be in it. I think Georgia Tech's going to be ready for that game. The thing is, you know, just going on the road to start the season in that way, and I think he's putting some extra pressure on his guys. But, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that game, too.
Hey, a couple of Syracuse – actually, who knew we had the Syracuse people living amongst us on the text line going, damn right we could beat Tennessee.
Fran's great.
Fran Brown is certainly a guy that knows how to motivate his guys. He, you know, he's on Kirby's staff, for those who don't know. Day-to-day, we're going to try to get him on. He was busy, but we're going to try to get him on before the kickoff classic versus the Vols.
All right, man, let us know what you guys think as college football is back, and we'll be talking about it each and every stinking day. All right, when we come back, a listener points out, as we've been talking about Jalen Walker, did not practice today. Falcons getting ready for the Cowboys in their final preseason game. He tweaked his groin during joint practices last week with the Titans. Listener points out something very, very interesting about Jalen Walker.
That Carl is going to stay in an I-way no-way support.
Stay there. I'm going to tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We've been talking about our Falcons today, and for various reasons. They made some moves, and Mike, we need to go over some of the things that the Falcons did today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First thing they did was they made a move at quarterback, Mike. Emory Jones, right? He gone.
Yeah, it's an injury release because of the concussion, so he'll get an injury settlement. There's a formula for that, so he'll make a little bit of loot, but he gone. And now you're looking at bringing in another body, Ben DiNucci, who I guess probably most famously was a backup at the Cowboys for a minute.
Yeah.
And then has bounced around the league subsequently. Also, DJ Shark, who we said never really distinguished himself, for lack of a better word. Never saw him do anything. You know, we kind of had high hopes, but there's a reason he's become a journeyman. You know, the 6'3 and the 4'3 speed just don't show anymore.
Boom.
So now the question I have for you guys, do you keep Easton Stick on the active roster in case you trade Cousins between now and, I guess, what, first week of November is a trade deadline? Cousins has starting experience, albeit, you know, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick this year, last year for the Chargers, the LA Chargers. What would you do? You want to take a roster spot away from somebody? Because if you put them on practice squad, somebody can just grab them.
Yeah, I think they carried 3 last year. I think they'll do that again, obviously. The Browns, Big O just told me the Browns, Kevin Stefanski said they're keeping all 4 quarterbacks on the active roster.
How about that?
So, you know, for all the conversation about who's going to start and how they're going to handle this, so that means Shador, Dylan, Kenny Pickett, and obviously who's starting there? Flacco is all
right.
They're all going to be on the roster, which is just weird, guys. When you talk about these limited roster spots, you may need another linebacker, safety. You got to maneuver that. Now, they can still make moves, but that's just unusual to start the season. Mike, it's a really good question, and I'm not sure. But the Falcons also picked up another edge rusher today. Why?
Yeah, well, this gets back to – I'm sorry. Now you're going to trigger some people. This gets back to what's going on as far as the depth chart and Jalen Walker. And I know Bo will have his chance to retort on the morning shift coming up. But, they did pick up another edge rusher. Again, journeyman as well. But this is perhaps a body because maybe Jalen Walker won't be able to participate. I don't know. The only rest for the groin injury, as you would say, is rest. That's
rest.
It.
Yeah, right, ice up, right? I got to say this. Now, this just comes from one of our loyal listeners, and he points out for Mr. Yo this about Jalen Walker. Now, I haven't even pointed this out because I told you today from the jump that this has like become my number one concern. We got our first round draft pick that I've not just seen enough of to tell you he's going to be a difference maker or not. I feel very comfortable telling you I feel good about what I've seen from James Pierce Jr. I'm not going to tell you he's going to have 15 sacks, but I do feel good about the reps he's gotten, Mike. And he even played in the second half of this game on Friday night, which was unusual and weird. But Ross said, hey, we had guys out. We got him in there. He's in elite shape. Mr. Yo says Jalen Walker, in his opinion, has not recovered from whatever he was ailing from at the end of the college football season. And he brings up a very good point. Now, I hadn't really thought about this because I want to give guys the benefit of the doubt. You get through, you know, the draft, and Mike, you got time to get right before camp starts. But remember, did he participate in the combine?
No.
Did he participate in the pro day?
No, he didn't.
Similar issues. Now, I don't know if this is the case. I can't speak on that because I would be telling you I'm completely out of pocket to say that is the same injury. But, Mike, those things affected the end of his tenure at Georgia leading into him being drafted. It didn't stop him from being drafted because the tape doesn't lie. And you said something to me I want you to share with our listeners. When we talk about Jalen Walker, he has been the consistency of a guy that's been durable.
Right. He only missed one game his entire career at Athens playing for the Bulldogs. So this isn't like, you know, he's a guy that's had nagging. Remember, Mykel Williams was a guy that was kind of dealing with more nagging injuries earlier last year for Georgia and still was able to execute. And Jalen obviously was kicking butt. We talked about him beating up those Texas linemen that eventually one got drafted ahead of him, ironically, in the NFL draft. But he did have a quad strain that kept him out of the pro day. Guys, we're not trying to turn this into a federal case. We're just telling you where it's at. You know, when you're missing time, you're a little bit behind the eight ball. He hasn't had a chance to get – remember, he was listed the first team edge rusher OLB when the camp opened.
Right.
And unfortunately, because of the injuries, hasn't been able to get safer maybe two or three days, those reps. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a rock star this year for the Falcons. It just means it's going to be a slower start. That's all we're saying. But for some, it's a bit concerning because he is part of this new-look defense that we need to go kick some butt. Now, we're excited about Pierce Jr. We know what we have with Leonard Floyd. Ebikadie, I think, through the other additions we've added, has popped and looked better. But, you know, who wouldn't be disappointed as a Falcon fan if Jalen Walker can't start against the Bucs? Put it that way.
Me?
Right?
Me? I've waited all offseason.
So, again, that's all we're saying. Maybe he will get through it. He's got to have access to treatment and maybe
incredible
fine.
Treatment.
Thank you. The most luxurious treatment.
Incredible.
The best treatment
ever,
in the world.
Ever.
Super treatment.
Ever.
Treatment like you've never seen, gold-plated treatment.
Because that's what's going to happen up there.
That's what it's going to get. So we're not trying to turn this into, as I said earlier, into a big deal, but it just...
it's a big deal!
It's disappointing for a guy that we all plugged in, you know, right now as a starting, you know, OLB slash Gobi Micah Parsons might not be able to start the season.
It's a big deal!
I'm just trying to...
trying to temper the expectations.
I want all those hate texts to go... Let the hate flow through you to Dukes. That's,
you got to go with the crew, Mike.
Put him up, see Dukes. And then Day-Day,
let the hate
you
flow.
Gotta go with the crew, yeah. Mike. You breaking bro code right now. Yeah. I put the tweet out there. No. You gotta roll with us.
Thank you, Day-Day.
Day-Day throws out this explosive tweet, which has everybody talking, which again, I had nothing to do with whatsoever.
You know
basically
what?
Pronouncing this man a buster.
Why are you running from this? Here's what's funny. Jimmy Woods says, Dukes and Bell, maybe the Falcons just don't know how to use Jalen Walker. Guys, you can't use him when he's not practicing.
Right.
You got to give Robert Saleh. Got to get our defensive coordinator
Jeff Ulbrich
the benefit of the doubt to say once he's completely healthy he's going to use him. Then this one from Manny Johnson,
bro. Y'all making this fuss about 11, man.
See, there you go. See, this, and Day-Day is making. See now,
hold on. This is what he said, Mike. Hold on. He says he's going to be a dog in due time.
Due time.
Hold on, wait.
What's your timeline on that due time?
I'm not done. Manny Johnson then says, it takes edge rushers more time. Also, Jeff has to use him at inside linebacker as well. He's not just an edge rusher. Manny, you're right.
Yeah, he's multiplicity with those roles.
But that's also part of the practicing and the reps.
Correct.
To understand his role and not be out there thinking too much. I'm not telling you you're wrong. But if you're telling me he's going to be our dog in due time, I don't have that kind of time. We drafted him in the first round because he was a dog.
Right. Well, meanwhile, we picked up, as I mentioned, journeyman. I want to give him his credit. Ronnie Perkins, Carl, former Oklahoma linebacker, third rounder, by the way, who didn't really turn out for the Patriots.
Is he here for depth?
Yes. He's bounced around. Broncos, Cardinals, the Birmingham Stallions, and now with us. So he's been a practice squad guy for the Cardinals last year. But that's a body we picked up as a linebacker. And now, again, if you want to read in something into that, you know, that perhaps it's going to be a prolonged absence from Jalen Walker. I just want to distance myself from this comment. Dukes and Bell 929, 2 hours ago, from Day-Day, the instigator.
Would you stop?
Falcons have long waited for the day they draft a Georgia Bulldog.
He's not lying.
And Dukes and Bell discuss if Jalen Walker was the wrong one. An explosive clickbaiting.
Is he the right one?
Controversial.
Frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Titillating.
Is he?
Tweet.
He's not lying.
I don't know what all we're saying is frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Bomb.
I don't know what upsets me more. The fact that, you know, he put that out there, or they're still using that awful headshot of us from 2014 where we look like casino hosts in Atlantic City.
You know what? Who do we need to contact for that?
I've given up all help on this.
Who do
I've
we
given
need to up contact? Because let me tell you guys something, seriously.
I mean, I've got more hair now. I've lost 30 pounds.
You do. You know? Here's the thing about this. I want to say maybe 6 months ago, maybe, Mike, they said to us, hey, we want you to go take some new headshots. Great. We can do it in the building.
Right.
So we went to our entertainment space in the back. There was a camera guy there. Right. As soon as I walked in, it was a photo shoot.
Right.
I'm like, man, how many pictures are you going to take? He's like, I need a few more. I said, this is great. We're going to get new headshots. And then that dude quit. So we never saw the headshots.
Yeah, and apparently didn't send the photos to anybody in promotion before
he
left. That's the way it was explained
that's a
to
true
me.
Story. So literally, I was like, man, I called my wife. I said, hey, I just went through this like 45 shoot, this 45 photo shoot. None of these headshots have arrived. I haven't seen them, Mike. And the dude quit. So to your point, who do we need to contact to get new headshots?
Just I mean, again, this is a photo from 11 years. A lot has changed in our appearance in 11 years.
Well, I'm bald in that picture.
Right. I mean,
I used to shave. I mean, I'm not even bald anymore.
I had this jacked up tooth from rugby, which has now been a crown over here.
Wait a minute. You had a jacked up tooth in that picture?
It's a little, it doesn't match.
Only you knew that.
Well, I'm a perfectionist just like you, Carl. But anyway.
I didn't even know that.
Wanted to look better. Anyway.
Oren. So,
yeah.
Day-Day, who do we need to contact for new headshots? We need to put this in. Mike has complained about this for 5 years.
Right, because if you got like the picture of us on your car, if your car has that capability on your computer, that's not what we look like.
That's not us.
Please refer to Dukes, Put 'Em Up, See Dukes, and Mike Bellytail for more recent photos of our appearance. Thank you for your patronage.
Yeah, I just, guys, I'm telling you that this is God honest truth. Literally, it was like, hey, where's this new headshot?
Hey, by the way, here's a message. We got this on the, here we go, on the text line. This comes from Dennis, and he says, look, two things can be true. We have high expectations for Jalen Walker, but you can't evaluate him if he's not on the field.
Thank you.
We said it earlier. Yep, that's a fact. That's not hating. So, but you know, as I said earlier.
Did we get the right one?
You say it. You go up to the, well, you're taking it too far. You take it to the antenna.
I'm asking.
You're taking it to the limit there, Tony Montana.
Take it to the limit.
I mean, you're just like, did we get the right dog? I don't know. Quite frankly, if I can't see him, I can't evaluate him.
It's the truth.
Stephen A. Dukes.
I can't see him. What's the problem? I'm telling you the truth, man.
Right.
That's all. I hope he balls out.
Right.
I really do. But just like Mr. Yo said, like all these have been nagging, lingering issues.
Right. Yeah.
And then Farrah to say, quote, stand by, an abundance of caution.
Yeah, which is used before on players we haven't seen on the field. So, and by the way, I mean, has D-Led grabbed a hold of this yet? Because, you know, he'll make this a federal case.
I don't know.
We go see Jalen Walker on the field this year. You know, because they'll put that out
this
there.
This year?
That's how D-Led do it.
Wait a minute.
D-Led, we're only right down here in the bubbling stage. He's going to overflow like a homemade volcano for like the school science fair.
I just want to see
him. Later.
I just want to see him in week
one. I don't know. I hadn't seen him, Mike. Kyle don't know what he can do. So
you know what? And D will say that, too. He will say that. Hey, real quick, want to mention this. By the way, Chris has got the night show coming up, full four. Remember we got into that scuffle with the Titans?
Yeah.
Apparently Cam Ward got into a scuffle with his own defensive tackle today, Jeffrey Simmons.
Oh, don't hit the quarterback in your practice neither, pal.
Tempers flared. The reports, Ward threw a touchdown pass to Calvin Ridley toward the end of practice, went over to celebrate. The rookie quarterback stopped and gave Simmons a shove before doing his trademark. I didn't even know he had a trademark. Zombieland celebration in front of him.
Of course. Zombieland celebration.
Simmons reacted with a two-piece.
Oh.
To his face mask. And the offensive lineman came running in Ward's defense.
Simmons is one of the best defensive linemen in the league.
No, he is. He's a dog. But wasn't Simmons the guy that instigated our stuff?
He brushed it in like the Kool-Aid, man. He was working out. I think it was him and Bergeron. But Bergeron coming over Neusel.
Okay. But anyway, so that happened at
practice. Could have been Lindstrom either way. Either way, our guys responded immediately. Our quarterback's in the middle of it, forging this bond, and everybody loves him, and everybody's raving about him. We played the audio from Caden Ellis. We got that alpha dog, who you will not see against the Cowboys on Friday.
No, you're not.
You will see Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead. You will not see our quarterback in Jerry World.
No, you're not going to see him. You guys remember, I'm trying to think, you remember Cam Newton got into that fight at camp?
And drug Josh Norman all the way across
Norman.
The field.
Yeah. Well, Josh Norman deserves it.
He did. But Cam got into that fight at Cam, and it was like, you gonna beat your own guy like that?
Who did Stephen Smith beat the crap out of? Remember, Steve Smith beats the snot out of somebody.
Wasn't
Carolina.
That in a game?
It was a practice. I thought it was a practice in Carolina back in the day. Remember that day? I mean, he jacked up a dude, man. I mean, like, bad. Like, people at practice going, oh, damn.
Ken Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas.
That's who it was?
Right.
You're telling me that team had some edge?
Yes. I love Steve Smith. I love that. It's the kind of guy you hate on the other team you'd love to have on your team.
Oh, I hated him. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests. They're online at Odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Don't miss any of our segments. Don't miss any of our content, guys. It's there for you. And if you missed it, go back, listen, rewind, and subscribe today. Day-Day, great job executive producing, as always. My man Big O behind the glass. Chris has got you for the night show. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, I was arguing with Steve Coonan 2 weeks ago about accountability and a conflict of interest with ESPN with the new deal with the NFL Network. They're taking over the shows and programs, and the NFL is going to take 10% of ESPN. Roger Goodell can now lean on ESPN when it comes to content, like the Spike Lee documentary on Colin Kaepernick, which you're not going to see on ESPN. They cite some creative differences, Carl. Coincidick? I don't think so.
While we were talking about Cam Newton, we'd be remiss to not mention he's going to get his number two retired by Auburn. The fourth player in Auburn football history to have his jersey retired. Pat Sullivan, Bo Jackson, Terry Beasley, and now Cam Newton. The event, Mike, is going to take place, ironically, on October 11th.
Oh.
During the Auburn-Georgia game.
That's egregious.
No, it's good, Cam. People will be watching.
Congratulations to Cam Newton. Mike brought this up last week as we were talking about the greatest college football seasons. He had a hell of a year that year.
Unbelievable.
Pretty impressive. Congrats, Cam. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't.
Your ex-girlfriend just put salt in your gas tank. All we're saying is frustrating for Jalen Walker. Boom. Say that!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.